Hallelujah. In all things we do bless you, Yahweh. We thank you. We praise you. We lift up thy name above the heights of the heavens. We thank you for this day and all of your tremendous blessings that you have showered down upon us all. We thank you for your strength and anointing. Fire of your power. We bless you, Father, for your understanding, for the revelation of truth that you have granted unto us. We thank you for the purity of your word. We pray that your anointing rest upon your preaching tonight, that it may be an inspiration to the hearts of your people. We pray that you give us clarity and understanding. We pray that you open up the window of heaven. You show us those things that are needed for this hour, that are necessary for the kingdom anointing, that we may hold fast your truth, your righteous laws, and obey you in all things, Father. We bind every vile spirit of darkness. We come against every unclean thing in the name of Yahshua Messiah. We bless you tonight and we thank you. We exalt thy name and we lift you up above all things. For you are the great deliverer. You are the hope of Israel. Let your fresh anointing fill the house. And that your spirit charge this place. We ask all things in the wonderful name of Yahshua Messiah. We believe it's done by faith. And by faith we stand on your truth. We thank you. We praise you. We exalt you, Yahweh. In the wonderful name of Yahshua Messiah. We bless you forevermore. And all the saints said hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the hearts of thy people. Give me wisdom to speak according to your will. And that the words of faith, for you say faith cometh by hearing. We must hear the word of Yahweh, the laws, the principles, the prophets, in order to increase our faith in the Father. And so we bless you for that eternal hope through Messiah, Yahshua the Lamb. We thank you. In all things we bless you this day. And the saints declare it with a hearty hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. I do want to start early tonight because there's something that I pray that Yahweh gives us the wisdom and understanding of His truth. That I do want to be guided on tonight, and Yahweh's will, I want to finish it on Shabbat. So I want to take time tonight that we must understand Scripture. Wisdom is the principal thing. But in all thy getting, we need the understanding of Scripture. We need to understand what Scripture implies, what it says. We must interpretate Scripture by Scripture. It is not given to any private interpretation. And there is where we have had troubles and separations and the demise of darkness to bring in this tremendous wedge. Because one did not dot the I and the other did not cross the T. But Scripture is the revelation or the interpreter of Scripture. You can't take Scripture, use your private interpretation, and think that you're going to get a spiritual revelation. And so what most men are doing today, it is not according to the revelation, but it's according to their own instruction and their own will. It's not the will of the Father. For He has given us Scripture that we may understand what Scripture implies. For this is our roadmap to eternal life. So He has not complicated it whereby we cannot understand how to get from earth into the wonderful and mighty kingdom of Yahweh. So He has not complicated it to that degree. And a man has. With all of his corruption he has. He wants to debate, to deliberate Scripture, but you can never do that.
You simply receive scripture. You receive this truth. And it's the power of that truth that makes a man free. And there is not much liberty today. Folks abound. Now, the word of faith tonight, I have no specific title. I've never dealt with that. But I do want to deal with the Savior. I want to identify the strength, the character, and the power of this one that is the Savior. He must be known. We must know who he is. And we have not learned that by traditional religious structure. But scripture is quite plain as to who the Savior is. There can only be one Savior. There are not two, three. There's only one. Now, if you do not concur with scripture, what I read tonight, that's fine. I want to be guided in scripture in Psalms 27:1. Psalms 27:1. And I want to read this. And this will be the foundation of this message tonight. It is undeniable who the Savior is. It is undeniable. He is our Yahshua, our Savior. He has given us this deliverance and redemption from the enemy of our souls. The scripture says, Psalms 27 verse 1, Psalm of David. David says, your way is my light. You say, he is my bright illumination. For the laws and truths of your way, that is what illuminates my soul. So your way is, first of all, my light and my salvation. He is my deliverance. He is my hope. He said, whom shall I fear? Your way is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, David making a statement of that magnitude, we must understand the metaphors of David's trials against his enemies, those that came against him to subdue the kingdom of Yahweh. He was established by the authority, by the command and the will of the Father. For he placed him as king over Israel. And once he assumed that authority, then the enemy came against the very legitimacy of Almighty Yahweh. To see whether this kingdom is one that shall stand. Is it predicated upon power or religious practices or worshiping of all kinds of strange gods? It was the hand of Yahweh that established the kingdom of Israel, and he ordained and appointed the one to be king. Although there were others that their stature was much greater than David's, but this was the one that Yahweh had chosen to administer his righteous deeds and laws unto the house of Israel, that they will walk in the covenant of Almighty Yahweh. So he declares that Yahweh is my salvation. That is his hope. Yahweh is my deliverer. He is my strength. He is the assurance of my salvation. You cannot deny that. Now, I know what religious Christendom has taught. I know what it has taught the people, how they have denied the Father. That is why I say any name that doesn't bring honor unto the Father, it is a pagan name. The name Jesus is pagan. Why? Because it takes away from the strength and the power of Yahweh as to who he is. There's only one name that identifies with Yahweh being our Savior, and that is the name of Yahshua. No other name. That is the only name. And as I go forth in scripture, I pray that you will have an understanding of this with great clarity and with great understanding. We must understand the will of the Father. We cannot do things according to our traditions and our feelings. Feelings are going to damn more folks in hell than anything upon the face of the earth. It is not much about their sins. It's about their emotional tangleizing that brings them unto bondage, whereby there is no liberty to truly worship the Father. So either the statement that David made that Yahweh is his light, and he is his salvation. He said, whom shall I fear? Yahweh is my strength. He is my life, and whom shall I be afraid? Now look what he says in the New Testament in Jude. He says in Yehuda, Jude chapter 1, verse 24 and verse 25. Yehuda, Jude 1, 24, verse 25. I encourage you all to write down the text. You go home and then you study the scriptures. And see whether there is truth found in them. And see whether this is based upon some kind of religious theology or theory. Was it based upon the thing that you call the book of life that you possess in your hands? Now either the Spirit, the Ruah, or Yahweh, spoke in David the same way it spoke in Yehuda. It has to be. Scripture says, verse 1, chapter 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Is that not what scripture says? Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Look at this now. And to present you faultless before the presence of what? His. Not other now. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Now he's going to present you unto him for his own honor and for his own dignity. To his, with exceeding joy, it says, to the only wise Father. It says God there, doesn't it? It says to the only wise God in the King James text, our what? Our what? Our Savior. He is the only wise one that is the Savior of man. Messiah, Yeshua, is the salvation of your way. And in that name, the assurance of our salvation, it can be in no other name. It says to the only wise Elohim, that's what it says. It says to the only wise, or to him that is able to keep you from falling. And to present you faultless before the presence of his. Of his. Honor and dignity with exceeding joy. To the only wise Father, to the only wise Yahweh, our Savior, be honor and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Hallelujah. Both now and ever. He is the only wise one that is able to keep you from falling. He is the hope of he is the deliverer of our salvation. That is why the name of Yeshua, he came in the Father's name. You must understand that there are names, but they are pagan names. The name Yeshua, it is a pure transliteration, or the name Jesus is a transliteration of Yeshua in its purest term. But the name Yeshua simply means he saves. There's only one name, means Yahweh is our salvation, or he is our Savior. The scripture shows us that. And it's only in that name and the name that Messiah upheld to show us the strength of salvation. It can never be found in the name of Jesus. It is not in the name of Yeshua. It is only one Savior. It is either that scripture is a lie. You're going to take out what you like. You're going to dispel what is not according to your doctrine, or it's either the truth, the whole truth, so help me your way. It's one or the other. The eyes of this generation is blinded. Why? Because they have rejected the Father. I want to show you something in Scripture tonight, saints. I pray that it opened up your understanding with great revelation. Scripture says in 2 Samuel chapter 22. Now these are the very same words that David uttered, that Yehuda uttered the very same words. No different at all. For it is by his Spirit. Holy men move by the Spirit of Yahweh, as the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon them and they wrote. So the same Spirit that moved upon David, it moved upon Yehuda, Jude. No difference at all. The very same dynamics of the Father and what he is trying to express unto us, that he is the only one that saves. There is one that delivers man from every bondage of darkness, and he has a name. And it certainly isn't Jesus. It is not Lord. It is pagan, because it draws from his identity. He wants man to know that he is our Savior. And Messiah did not take that away from him, because he came in the Father's name. He is the Yahshua of our deliverance. He is the Savior of our deliverance. Now we must go line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon here a little and there a little. So I would do the same. All right? And we will see whether there's balance here. Now you weigh out the scriptures. Scripture says in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. It says, "And David spake unto Yahweh the words of this song in the day that Yahweh," they replaced his name with Lord's, what they did. In both of those instances, it says Lord. It says, "And Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul." He delivered David from the bondage of darkness and the power of death, that he would know who delivered him. And he said, Yahweh, or it says in the King James, Lord. They have taken his name out 7,000 times. He said, "And Yahweh is my rock. He is my stronghold," is what he said. He says, "and my fortress, and my deliverer, my hope of salvation." He says, "Yahweh is my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation." He is the horn of my salvation. You understand the word horn? It means the strength, the validity of my salvation. He said, "He is my high tower, my strong place, my stronghold. He is my refuge and my savior. Thou savest me from the violent men." He said, "You are my savior, my Yosha. You have saved me from the corruption of men, their violent and evil ways. You have delivered me." There's only one name given on the earth or upon the heaven whereby man must be saved. It is not in the name of Jesus. It is in the name of Yahweh. Yahweh is our Savior. Yahshua is the hope of our salvation. Now, Scripture says that. How do we deny that? It is our religious traditions that we are ingrained with, and it is almost difficult for Yahweh to get this through this mindset of man today. It is difficult. He's only going to do it one way. By the foolishness of preaching, he is going to save those that believe. Believe me, my friend, he is not coming to you in some little lidded corner to reveal something unto you. He is not going to do that. He's going to speak the words of faith. Why? Because he must do it that way, because he is held to his own words. He has chosen that. A foolish methodology. By that methodology, he's going to save those that truly believe that he is the Savior. Now, that is what Scripture says. Now, who has chosen that? Yahweh. It was not Messiah, for he did the Father's will, and the Scripture shows us evident that he came to bring honor and to bring an exalted presence of the Father's name. It's not an elementary thing, saints. This is a vile, wicked world. They have shunned his name for all kinds of gods. They have the Methodist God, the Baptist God, and they all have their lords that they believe, that they serve, and yet they're not submissive unto their lords. And that is the truth. You better pray that Yahweh give you ear to hear. That is one thing that unto each of the assemblies that your honor said, he said, "He that hath ear, let him hear now what the Spirit speaketh, what he speaks unto his house." And Yahweh has not changed that at all, saints. Now, one bit at all. He says in verse 4, he said, "I will call on the Lord. I will call on Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." Do you not want to be saved from your enemies? Do you not want to be saved from your enemies? I want to be saved from my enemies, from death. That's an enemy. I want to be saved from the torment. I want to be saved from that. And that is my deliverance, that it shall not overshadow me. David said that Yahweh will save me from mine enemies. And we have a formidable foe in this hour, Satan, and the powers of darkness, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. So we have foes that are literally against our souls. And this is a metaphor as to what David experienced. And yet it was a tremendous spiritual battle that he had to encounter. Yet Yahweh was his Yahshak. He was his deliverance. His assurance. He was a strong tower of hope. When the trial seemed so insurmountable, he was. And Messiah did not take away from the honor and the integrity of the Father. He came to enhance it because Yahweh said, I will send you a Savior. He said, I will send you a Savior. And Yahshua is the salvation, the assurance of your life. It's not in the name of Jesus. It's not in the name of Yahshua. I mean, Yeshua. It's only in that name, Yahshua, Yah. Yahweh is our deliverer, our salvation. He wants men to know that. He wants men to know that. Men to know that and to understand that. He does. You can't deny that. You deny him. You deny any salvation. You deny the Father. That's just it. He is not going to play with us, saints. He is not. He said, I will give men that will instruct you and knowledge and understanding. And so what people do today, they say, well, I don't like that, what Pastor Robert says, so I will choose my own format. He will speak to me. You are full of lies. You are full of your rebelliousness and your sin. That is the same spirit. Do you all hear me today, saints? That is the same spirit of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They say, Moshe, you really don't know what you're doing. These things are not compatible to us and our logic and our thinking. So we will inquire of the Father ourselves. And Yahweh said, well, before Messiah ascended, he descended. He gave gifts unto men. And so his descension has no power or anything at all today if he did not give gifts of apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors to bring us into perfection. Then that is not relevant to us today. Then that scripture has no importance at all. And that is what this power of hell has done. It tried to do that with Messiah as he offered him all the kingdoms, say, just worship me. And that's what man has done today. They're giving their minds over unto this fleshly, carnal religious practice in this pantheon of religion because I will think it's one way, you will think it's another way, this one will think it's another way, that one will think it's another way, and they all are wrong. There's only one way. There's only one Savior. And that's your way. Yahshua is the salvation, the assurance of our Savior. That's what he is. It's either that scripture is a truth or it's a lie. It's either we must receive this or we don't. Now look what it says in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43. You see what scripture says. Isaiah 43 verse 3. I'm so glad that he made me free. He has certainly made me free. He has given me an understanding in this hour. And I know it's from the Father. It is not from the precepts and the concepts of men. But it's by the will of the Father, led by His Spirit. He is not going to have a people that they're all going by their own predetermined self-revelations. It's not that way. He has never worked that way. Now that's what this ecumenical spirit has taught the folks today. You all ministers, you all have gifts. That's not so. It is not so. We ought to contend earnestly for the best gift. We ought to cover prophecy. We ought to. That doesn't mean that every man has the gift or the ability to operate in a certain spiritual realm. Now that's what this ecumenical spirit has taught men today. And it is a false thing. It is a Babylonian spirit. And so when the Yahweh doesn't concur with them, they began to find or look for other alternatives. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. That's what Israel did. And they went under every green tree, every bay tree, trying to find some kind of God. That's what they did. And a God is one that allows them to determine their own right or their own wrong. And so the God of your belly allows you to do that. This is in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3. You know, you can just see the corruption of that in the text you have. Isaiah 43 verse 3. The scripture talks about, it talks about men that hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. Do you understand that? They have literally suppressed the truth. Men that actually have the truth, but they suppress the truth. That is what that means, what Paul said to the Romans. It says in chapter 43 verse 3. It says in your text, I am the Lord thy God. That is Quran. It says, for I am Yahweh, thy Father. That's what it says. The Holy One of Israel, he says, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Now that's what Yahweh said. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, because I am your Yoshak, your Savior. Now that's scripture, saints. It is either that he delivered them and saved them from the bondage of death and corruption, or he did not. He has not changed his identity at all. He is the same Savior. And Messiah came to let us know that Yahweh is our Savior. He is the one that saved. I am the assurance and the hope of that salvation. Even scripture tells us that Messiah is the hope of Yahweh's salvation. It tells you that. It says, I want to drop down to verse 10 of the same chapter. Yahweh says, he says, ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh. He ought to have some witnesses in here to know that he is our Savior. He said, you are my witnesses and my servants whom I have chosen. Now what God, if he is a God, which God chose them? You say he is God, but which one? Is it Buddha? Is it Krishna? Is it one of the 350 million Indian deities? Is it Zeus? Who is the God? He says, I am Yahweh. I am the one who have chosen that ye may know, understand thoroughly, and believe me. He said, I want you to believe me and understand that I am he. Before me was now no El or no God form, neither shall there be after me. Before me there was no other God formed. There's no God formed. There's no Elohim formed, what he said. He said, I want you to know me. Now that is what Messiah came to do, so that we can get acquainted with the Father. He was made flesh. He was the man made flesh. That's what he is. Now, I know what doctrine in Christianity has taught us, but it's wrong. It is not what the scripture says. It's come by the delusion of men and their battles, their segregation and their fighting. It has brought more confusion than anything upon the face of the earth. There's a law that governs us, and it's the law of Yahweh. It is his spirit of truth, and his law is the truth. He says in verse 11, I am, what does it say in your text? I am who? I am Yahweh. And beside me there is some other Savior? There are other Saviors? He said there's no Savior. None. The Messiah could not move the Father out of his place of dispensation. That's his place. He could never do that. And that's why the name of Jesus can never produce salvation. He said, you are the ones that I have chosen. He said, whom I have chosen that you may know and believe me. And that's whom we are, saints. And all of our pagan practices and all of our pagan rituals and activities, we are the ones, and those that he brings to the light of his knowledge are the ones that he has chosen that they may know him. That is the power of salvation, that he simply chooses you. It's not by some words you heard, some title or some name. It's simply he chose you that you may know who he is and understand who he is. That's the power of his sovereignty. He wants us to know that. It's not by some works of righteousness. When you call on that name, Jesus, there was nothing righteous in you. Perverted, wicked, and sinful. You're all wicked. It was just the choosing of Yahweh, saints. I will show you emphatically in Scripture. You can't deny what Scripture says. You reject Scripture, you reject Him. And that's just it. He said, I am even Yahweh. He has a name. And beside me there is no Savior. There's no one that can save beside Him. No one. No one! Not even the man that they call Jesus, he can't save. Only Yahweh can. The Messiah did not take away that identity. You want a man to know that your salvation, I am the salvation of the Yahshak. He is the one that has the Yahshak. I will show you in Scripture too. It's there too. It's just the way we've been trained. You train someone to do something wrong, they do it wrong every time. You train them to do it right, then they begin to learn how to do right. Hallelujah. Look at the 25th chapter. The 45th chapter of Isaiah. You really need to read that entire chapter. It's an explosive chapter, really, if you read the whole chapter. Isaiah 45. I want to begin in verse 20. Look what it says. Yahweh says, and if you look at verse 15, that's the key verse there. I want to begin reading at verse 20, though. Yahweh said, assemble yourselves and come near, and come. He said, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations, that ye that have no knowledge, that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Now you tell me you can make something, and it is the same identity of Yahweh. He said, you pray to gods that can't even save. You tell me it's the same identity as Him. He said, you pray to God that cannot save. There's only one that can save, and Yahweh is the one that saves. He said, the other ones cannot save. He says, in verse 21, tell ye, or speak out, and bring them near. Bring your proof, what He is saying. Show me they can. Yea. Let them take counsels together. Who have declared this from ancient time? Who have said this in the time of beginning? Who have told it from that time? Have not I Yahweh? And there is no other source of power or no other strength, no other anointing but me. He said, I am a just Father and a Savior, and there is none beside me. There is no other one that can save. He said, I'm a just Father, and I'm a Savior. I'm just, I'm a Savior. He said, bring yours, bring your gods, and bring them before me, and show me how they can save. Their gods can't save them. That's why the God of the black folks, or the Jesus of the blacks, are different than the Jesus of the whites. The Jesus of the Jews are different than the Jesus of the Mexicans. There's only one. His name is Yahweh. His name is Yahweh. That is His name, Yahweh. He's the mighty one. He is the Father. And He has a name, saints. Messiah did not destroy the identity of that name. We must get this entrenched in our souls. Because when the powers of hell are manifest, they're going to try you for the name or the name that is written in your forehead. What name is going to be written in our forehead, saints? If your heart has saw this 144,000, they were pure, they were clean. They saw the Lamb standing with them on Mount Zion. And they saw His Father's name written in their forehead. What is the Father's name? What is the name? It was not the Son's name, but it was the Father's name. And in the Son's name, you found the Father's name. And in the Father's name is the Son's identity. He did not come to bring an identity separated from the Father. That's why these folks are so twisted in their theology today. And that's the truth. I'm going to preach it until I die. Hallelujah. And I believe He may keep me around just for a little bit, for just a little longer. Shaitan is angry with this because he has deceived so many. He has deceived us all. He has deceived us. He has taken away from the honor of the Father. Sure He has. He has brought in these pagan things. And we all were part of pagan things before we began to come to truth. We go from the beginning of faith unto faith that started in the beginning. That's where we have gone from. And that is the truth. That is the truth, saints. He says in verse 22, he said, look unto me and be ye saved. Did he not say that? He said, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth, for I am Yahweh, and there is none other source, there's no other one that has power like me to save. No other one. Now, has he lost that identity from there to Jude? His identity is the same, saints. And Messiah, did he take away the identity from the Father? Not at all. The name Jesus takes away from the honor of the Father. That's the truth. Satan has meticulously used that. He has used that to take away from the Father's identity. That men, they blaspheme because they're enemies of Yahweh. They hate him. You tell folks that they don't believe that, but Scripture says that. Yet they will read Scripture and say, well, that's not talking about me. Who is it talking about? If it's not talking about me, who is it talking about? Who is the Scripture talking to? Is it not talking to us? Are we not the house of Yahweh that is talking to us? And what religion will do is bring you in a bondage that you will never go far from that bondage. What religion brings you in. And now Yahweh is bringing us to the light of His truth. He's bringing His house to the light of His truth. Why? Because He is going to have a people that will truly worship Him. There will be a people set apart from this worldly mentality and this worldly ritual, the way they do things, and they will truly extol His name. He loves to hear His name called. He wants to hear His name. The Messiah did not take away from that honor. Sure He did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Isaiah chapter 49. You know, you can take this to some charlatan preacher and they will twist your mind. Well, he didn't mean. Well, you got to understand, well, that was Jesus talking lies. It wasn't. This is the Father. There was no Messiah. He is our Messiah is the anointed one of Yahweh. He is not the Christo or Christ, which means anointed one. Messiah is the anointed one of Yahweh. A distinct difference. The Greek used that word Christo because there were many anointed ones. There were many perfumed ones that had a savoring smell. But He is the one that came from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. He is the word of Yahweh made, and He was made just like a man. He was made flesh. These heathens want to try to twist that. They can't even truly answer it. You try to get folks to answer that. They really can't answer it. Show me in Scripture. They can't show you. They can't, saints. And that's the truth. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 26. Look what He says now. Those that oppress me and you. Yahweh said, I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh. They're going to eat their own flesh. Those that oppress you. Isaiah 49 verse 26. And they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I am the Lord. I am Yahweh. And all flesh shall know. Now, how would they know that He is the Lord now? I am Yahweh, thy Savior. Now, what Lord would they know save them with the pagan religious practices in Yehuda and Israel? The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Cushites, now what Lord are they going to know? What one are they going to identify with this strong hand brought Israel out of this great bondage and affliction? Which Lord? What God will it be? Will it be Ashtaroth or will it be Molech or Molcham? Which one was it? Dagon? Tell me which one, which sovereign one, if it is a sovereign one, which one would they know is the Savior of Israel? Which one does the world know is the Savior of Israel? They have no problems telling you that we all serve God. And they're not lying either. The Scripture calls Him the God of this earth. And if this truth be hid from you, it is because this God has blinded your eyes. And least this marvelous light. And David said, Yahweh is my what? He is my light. That's what He is. He is my light. And let the light of this marvelous truth be revealed unto you. It is the powers of darkness or the principle of darkness. Shatan blinds the eyes. That's what Scripture says. It is not what I say, but it is what Scripture says. He has blinded their eyes. He says, I will feed them that oppress you. And he said he will feed them with their own flesh. And all flesh shall know that I, Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer and the Mighty One of Yaakov. He said they all will know. Now what Lord God are they going to know is the Mighty One? What is his identity? Is there a name that is associated with him? If there is one that has delivered you, then who do you give honor unto? Tell me, who do you give honor unto? For the Son came to give honor unto the Father. He came to make a statement about the Father. You tell me, you don't want to know the one that the Son honors? And that the Son extols? Something is wrong with us. If the Son called him by name and identified him, we don't want to know him. His name is not important unto us. It's not important unto this world. Something wrong with this world, saints. If the Son extolled him and honored him as his Father, yet he talked about him as his Father when he called his name, and that's why the Yadims were angry and ready to kill him. Because he called his name Yahweh. That's why that word Yeshua simply means he will save. Yahshua is Yahweh saves. I don't care how they enunciate it. Yahshua, Yahshua, it is Yahshua. That's his name. It's the salvation, the Yahshak of Yahweh. And that's the truth. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's Old Testament. Is that not? Do you read that whole thing, that whole book in your hand? Or do you just dispel some of it? Yeah, you do that, you dispel some of it. I want to show you something here in 1 Timothy. Now, is this the truth then? 1 Timothy chapter 1. Now, if you don't believe that, then what about this? Is this the truth? All right. It says, Paul, an apostle of, what it says? Huh? Yahshua. I know what it says there. I want to keep you alert. See, he was an apostle of Yahshua, the hope of Yahweh. Look what he says here. He says, Saul, an apostle of Yahshua, Messiah. Jesus Christ in the King James. But it's Yahshua, Messiah. The anointed one, the salvation, the Yahshak of Yahweh. He said, by what? By what now? Come on, say that word. By what? By the. Not just by what? Does it say the? Is that something particular there, specific? It said by the. That's what it said. The commandment of who? What it says in your text. I want to hear you say that. He said by the commandment of who? Of God. By the commandment of Yahweh, our what? Our what? Come on, say. That's what it says. That's scripture. That's what he says. You can reject that. We can fight against this world is fighting against that. You must understand that this has gone out. We got a live stream. Yahweh blessed us for our live stream. It goes all over the world. They can get us anywhere in Russia, China. Bless Yahweh for that. He said, but this is what scripture says. This is not my writing here. Saul said, I am an apostle, one that has seen Messiah, this anointed one of Yahweh. He is our a savior. He is a savior that Yahweh has sent. Why? Because he is Yahweh's saving power for the world, saints. That is what Messiah is. He says, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, by the commandment of Yahweh our Father, Yahweh our Savior, and look at this, and Yahshua the Messiah, which is what? He is our hope. That's what scripture says. Yahshua Messiah is the hope of the salvation. That's why he came in the Father's name to give us hope in salvation. He is our hope, saints. He is our Savior because he is Yahweh's anointed one. And in him is the assurance and hope of this salvation being assured, saints. That is what it is. It can't come in the name of Jesus. It's not in the name of Yeshua. It's in the name of Yahshua. is the salvation of Yahweh. And that is the truth. He says, and he says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I want to read this quickly. I want to finish this tonight. You need this for your souls. For the enemy has robbed us of many years of sowing. We have not produced very fruitful and productive lives. Now we're ready for the great battle that we're going to stand for his name. And we're going to resist every power of hell and we're going to battle. We're going to do battle for Yahweh. And that's just it. He says it 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Look at what he says. Saul said, I exhort therefore. He said, I press upon you. I move upon you that first of all, supplication, deep travailing, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. You thank Yahweh for all things. In all things, you truly pray, you sincerely be sincere. He said, first of all, for kings and for all those that are in authority, that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all holiness and reverence, in all honesty, with all purity of heart, that they may lead a life that way, that they will make decisions that are right. Yet we can see how they're sending the sons and daughters to die in Iraq and Afghanistan, the rich and elite, their sons are basking in drunkenness and whoredom and wine, frivolity. While those sons that have no power to dictate, or their fathers have no power to dictate, they're being sent over to Iraq and Afghanistan to die for a fruitless cause, for the wicked cause of this nation that rejects the name of Yahweh. And she is cursed. What if I reject his name? He's cursed. And he has travailed for a long time and said to this nation, you have rejected my name. You have blasphemed it and you have ostracized my name. Now is the hour and the time whereby your cup is full. And he's poured it back on this wicked nation. That's why there's so much religion in this nation. They don't love each other. They don't love each other. They truly don't. It's a religious spirit with no love at all. And that is the truth. He says, for king and for all men, you do that. And verse 3, he says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of who? No, say what it says in that text. It says what? What? He said, this is good and acceptable in the sight of Yahweh, our Savior. Now, is that relevant as it was in the Old Testament? It is spelled the same way. Same words, no different at all. Messiah is the hope of our Yahshua, saints. That is what Messiah is. That's why he came in the Father's name. Only Yahweh can save. If it came in the name of Buddha, it would have meant that Buddha saves. If it came in the name of Jehovah, it would have meant that Jehovah saves. There's only one name. That's the only name. That's only one name. It's not Jesus. It's not Yahshua. It's Yahweh. And that is his name. Only in that name, saints. You deny that, you deny him. That's the truth. He brings, as he brought Israel to the knowledge of his truth, he will correct them and chasten them. And then he will show them, as they were there 425 years in the bondage of Egypt, they forgot his name. They began to serve all kinds of God. If you look at the Egyptian mythology or Egyptian mythology, you will find thousands of gods. And they had interwoven those gods in their mindset, and they had forgotten the name of Yahweh. So when he came to deliver them, they say, who is this one? There are many gods. He said, you tell them I'm Yahweh. I'm the one that Abraham knew. You tell him that. That's the one. No, I'm not Dagon. I'm not the rest of them. I am Yahweh. And he is. He says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of Yahweh, our Savior. Verse 4, who will have all men, he wants all men to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 5. For there is how many? One what? I know what it says, but one what? That's what it says there. So there's only one God, then what are the rest of them? They're not even gods. If that identity is Yahweh, if there's only one God, he said there's only one God. That's what it says in the text, right? in that text. Well, if there's only one God, then they can't be gods then. That's what it says. He said there's only one true Father now. And one what? One what? Mediator. That's what he is. He's a mediator. Between Yahweh and man or men, it says what? Read that. What? What does it say? Just the first two words. And what it says? The what? The what? The what? The what? The man. He is Yahweh. Only one. That's what it says. The man. There's only one. Just like he said, Yahshua El Ben. Yahshua. He was the savior of Israel. There's only one Yahweh. There's only one Father. There's only one God. I'll use that expression for us all for clarity of understanding. If there's only one, then how can there be many? Then what were these others then? If there's only one now, if that's the case, then it's contradictory in Scripture. He said there's only one. There's only one. So if there's only one of those that is one, there's only one. There's only one. There's only one. There's only one Yahweh. There's only one name like that. Yahweh. It's only one, saints. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.